There, welcome back for lesson two, the Bloodline Armor mini course, Breaking Generational Weak Points. Well, in lesson one, we activated the Ancestral Shield, and that's the protection that already exists within your bloodline. Today, we're going to go a little bit deeper. We're going to look at the weak points in your lineage. Those are the fears, the patterns, the energetic vulnerabilities that have been passed down, sometimes even unknowingly or silently from generation to generation. And we're doing this not to shame them and not to carry them, but to break them. So the first thing I want to talk about is, what are generational weak points? Well, generational weak points are places where your lineage learned to do these things. They learn to fear instead of trust. They learn to shrink instead of rise. They learn to carry instead of release. And they learn to endure instead of transform. That happened a lot. And if you look into our history, you can see it. They are not your failures, but they're inherited energetic imprints from ancestors. So common generational weak points include feeling responsible for everybody else. Like, I have to put this all on me, and I'm the only one that has to provide, and I'm the only one that has to carry this. The other thing is to fear around money. There's never going to be enough. We're going to starve. We gotta make sure that we scrape every morsel, and we have to eat everything on our plate, and we have to save, and we can never enjoy, we can never buy anything because there's a war coming or there's something bad going to happen. Silence instead of speaking truth. We can't talk about our intuition. We can't talk about our seeing spirit because we'll be hung, we'll be drowned, we'll be crucified. And then people pleasing, trying to please everybody around us. Oh, if we don't do this for the king, if we don't do this for the queen, if we don't do this for the neighbor, and then holding back your intuition, mistrusting your own power, repeating relationship patterns over and over and over again because you just want to feel loved. Emotional shutdown, always choosing survival over joy. These weaknesses weren't born into you. You weren't born with them meant to be there. They were handed to you on a cellular level, on an energetic level, often unconsciously, with your ancestors not even being aware. But here you are right now because you're in this lifetime choosing to break them. So the first thing you need to do is identify the weak point. So ask yourself, what pattern keeps showing up in my life that doesn't feel like mine? Because there's a pattern that you're like, oh, is this my pattern, or where did this come from? And what fear feels too familiar, too old, or too heavy? What emotion do I feel like I know my mother, my grandmother, my grandfather, my ancestors also carried? For me, it's anxiety. I have it. My mom has it. My grandmother has it. Her mother had it. And then choose just one to work with today. Don't overwhelm the whole system, because clarity is coming from focus. So just pick one to start with. And then the first thing is to observe it without blame. That's really important, because we want you to not be blaming your ancestors. You're actually freeing them. This is breaking it for them as well. So say this out louder in your mind. This pattern is inherited, not chosen. I see it, I name it, and I now release it. Weak points lose power the moment that we recognize them. The next thing is to clear the energy leak. So place your hand on your heart or on your solar plexus and breathe deeply. And then imagine the weak point, the fear, the inherited story, and see it as a thread running through your bloodline, leading right into your body. And then visualize yourself gently pulling that thread out slowly, intentionally, and say, this ends with me. My bloodline shifts through my choice. And you'll feel your body lighten. Your spirit lifts when the pattern loosens. And the next thing you want to do is replace it with ancestral strength. So every weak point has a matching ancestral strength waiting to fill the space. So for every fear, there is courage. For every silence, there is a voice. For every doubt, there is a knowing. So close your eyes and say, I call on the strength my ancestors could not access. I bring forward the courage they were denied. I fill this space with power, not pain. Let the strength rise in your chest like a warm fire. The next thing you're going to do is anchor, because to make new strength stay, you got to anchor it physically. So here's some things you can do to anchor. You can stomp your feet gently on the floor, which reclaims the land beneath you. You can place your hand on your belly or your heart, returning the power to your body. Or you can take a deep inhale and a strong exhale, which signals completion. And say, my bloodline is stronger because of me. And know that to be true. Here's a little ritual you can do anytime your energy feels unsteady or that you sense that old pattern trying to come back to you. Close your eyes and say, what I cut no longer returns. And then swipe your hand down in front of your body and say, what I claim strengthens me. Place your hand on your chest and feel the shift. That's it. It's so simple, cutting cords. It's so powerful, but it's so ancestral. And we just don't even realize that we have the power to energetically cut these cords from us. You are not here to carry your lineage. You are here to elevate it. So breaking a generational weak point doesn't just change your life. It heals those that came before you, and it empowers the ones who come after you. Lesson two is your turning point. This is where you stop inheriting and you start rewriting, because you are the healer. You are the breaker. You are the armor that your bloodline always needed.